Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Andrew Rich. And if you're like me, you look at the state of modern wrestling discourse and think, wow, what a cesspool. That's why I'm here to tell you about Music of the Mat Remix. That's right, your favorite wrestling music podcast is back with a new format, where I bring on a guest and we play songs related to wrestling-themed topics. It could be a wrestling reference, a wrestling concept, a wrestling pun, things of that nature. Now you might be saying, Andrew, that is a very, very tenuous connection to pro wrestling on a wrestling podcast network. Is this just an excuse to hang out with your friends and talk about music and ignore the rest of the wrestling landscape? Yes. Yes, it is. So listen to Music of the Mat Remix on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network, available on Apple, Spotify, or your podcast player of choice.
Hello, Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network listeners. I am Jeff Hawkins, co-host of Shake Them Ropes, with a very special announcement. If it's been a while or you've never listened to us before, the original gang is back. Myself and Rob McCarron, back talking wrestling. We have no idea where this show's going to go, where we're going to keep any of the old bits or any of the old things in there. It's going to be a process. It's going to be a journey, and we'd like for you to come along with us. Only on Shake Them Ropes on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
And welcome everyone to episode number 43 of the Five Star Match Game. I'm your humble host, Joe Gagne. I know it's been a while, we've been on a bit of a hiatus, but I would never miss the year-end show, and especially with a year as momentous as 2025. What a year it was. To tackle this, we've brought back our favorite panelists. Let's meet them. Up first is the host of the Progress Paradise, our good friend, Alan Cunahan. Alan, how you doing?
I am doing well, Joe. I have no trash talk. I'm going to play it. It's going to be a fair, clean fight. I'm going to be respectful. Like this is the Continental Classic or something along those lines. In the spirit of Ryohei Oiwa and the style of pro wrestling that he is espousing, clean fight, and I'm not going to get lured into dirty tactics and name-calling by my opponents here.
Very good. Up next, we have one half of the Open the Voice Gate show right here at the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. And newly married man, Mike Spears. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Unlike Alan, I will immediately go into trash talk. I refuse to lose to Alan 3 years.
Mike has already kicked me in the nuts.
I mean, like, let's be completely honest here. I did spend part of my morning looking up WWE ID champions, because I can't do this 3 years in a row, Joe. I can't lose 3 years to Alan. So I'm going to give it all I got today.
Three? Are we not going on four? This is not trash talk. I'm just clarifying.
Please check the wiki and
Where is the Five Star Match Game fandom wikia?
I know. Yeah, someone needs to get to work on that. I want to say, I'm trying to think. Checking the archives here to see how long.
I know this is our fourth one we've done, at least when it might be the third one that we've had this combination. But I know this is at least the fourth year-end one.
Because I think I joined after the second year, or on the second year.
Yes, our first one was 2021, and we had Mr. Lanza on that one. And then our regular panel took over there. I know Mike won 22, so I had 23 and 24, so yes.
Oh, okay. Belated congratulations, Mike.
I mean, Alan, you're going for the three-peat. That's something that not even the Dallas Cowboys could do.
Oh, I just watched the 34-30.
The ego on this guy, Jesus Christ.
the four falls of Buffalo was very good. Enjoyed it.
It was I think the Alan just made his own documentary about the Dallas Cowboys. He's like, what is this?
I literally did only make it like 15 minutes into the Netflix one where they're just sucking off Jerry Jones, and I was like, this is trash. I'm gonna make my own.
No respect for the oil wildcatters from Alan. No respect whatsoever.
Yeah.
All right. Last and never least, the other half of the Open the Voice Gate, an interview to the stars, the chaotic good version of Hannibal TV. It's Case Lowe. Case, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm happy to be here. Glad that Alan could pull himself away from the We Want Vince chant that he was leading last night. I know that he and his good friends, John Cena and Donald J. Trump, you know, they're a big night for everybody involved. Alan being the resident WWE Universe stan on the five-star match game series. I'm just glad we could all once again be here as a family. And boy, do I not feel good about what's about to unfold.
Right. In the spirit of that, we have five rounds of Power Pack Trivia all about the year in wrestling in 2025. So, again, this is expert-level stuff. So why don't we begin with round one, the winner is who? This game, I'll give you a match or tournament. You tell me who emerged victorious. So if I said the Women's Royal Rumble, hopefully you would respond Charlotte Flair. Everyone gets five questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Alan, you're up first. Are you ready?
I'm ready because I did, in fact, finish the World Tag League this morning. As I'm sure you did, all right. Joe, as well.
Of course I did. Your first category is relevant this year, the Fire Festival.
Hayabusa.
Hayabusa is correct. All right, Mike, you get the Men's Royal Rumble.
Men's Royal Rumble, John Cena?
Oh, no, it's Jey Uso, the E-Man.
I always get him and main event. He is the main event one. What's Jimmy's nickname then?
Big Jim.
Thank you, Alan. I know that you made sure to have some time for all of the lights of DC while you were there last night.
I'm answering all the WWE bonus questions here. I haven't even waited for
you. That being the allegations here, Alan. Your nickname. Not helping yourself. All right, Case, you have the G1 Climax.
Oh, God. Not good if I don't know this. Kenosuke Takeshita.
Oh, correct. He pulled it out. All right, Alan, back to you. You have the Champion Carnival.
Champion Carnival this year was... I have my answer, but I'm just second-guessing myself. June Saito?
Oh, it's Rei Saito.
Was it? Big hairy fella? He won the Champion Carnival. My God. I thought he's been injured the whole year. Was the final them against each other?
No, it was him and Kento, I believe, beat, and then they had a title match that was a match. I'm confirming, yes, the 2025 Champion Carnival race.
Yeah, he had that semi-final with Hideki Suzuki, which was actually the best thing that happened in All Japan this year, believe it or not. Which is like...
No, that tracked. Yeah.
I don't believe
2 minutes long.
Oh, that one. Okay, I remember now. Okay.
Yeah, it rocked. It was like the best 2 minutes of wrestling in 2025, but yeah.
All right, Mike, back to you. Hot off the press, the New Japan Tag League.
That would be Zack Sabre Jr. and Ryohei Oiwa.
Correct. All right, Case, you get Noah's N1.
Noah's N1 was Masa Kitamiya.
Oh, you stumbled for the G1, but that you just rattle off.
I did a big Noah catch up over the weekend. Very fresh in my mind.
Alrighty. All right, Alan, back to you. You get the best of the Super Juniors.
Kosei Fujita.
Correct. All right, Mike. You ready? King of Gate.
Yes, sir. King of Gate is Gianni Valletta.
Gianni Valletta is correct.
Nice job pronouncing his name there. I know it's a tricky one.
All right, Case, you get Rey de Parejas.
Rene Parejas was Shun Skywalker and Hamare.
Correct. All right, Alan, back to you. You get the men's Owen Hart tournament.
Hangman.
Hangman Page is correct. All right, Mike, you get the women's Owen Hart tournament.
Mercedes Moné.
Correct. All right, Case. You get the, we did a Stardom catch up too. You get the Stardom 5-star Grand Prix.
Oh, man. Oh, God. It could be anybody. Who's a Stardom wrestler? Oh, God. Is this Sari?
No, it's Momo Watanabe.
That's on the tip of my tongue.
Like you said, who's a Stardom wrestler? And then you went with Sari.
Good to know.
Totally the most freelance Joshi right now.
I gotta be honest, the Joshi's not gonna be on the SFM 50 for me this year. It's good to know that she's not in Stardom.
Also, not beating the allegations, Kate.
All right, Alan, your final question: the King of DDT tournament.
Higuchi got to the final. Yeah, Higuchi. He beat the early dude that looks like the 2006 Ryuji Hino.
Higuchi is correct. All right, Mike, your final question. All Japan's King's Road tournament.
All Japan's King's Road tournament. Kento Miyahara.
That's correct. All right, Case, your final question. New Japan's Super Junior Tag League.
It wasn't the dream team of Yamato and Tiger Mask, so
sadly not.
Yeah, God, I would have been much more into the tournament.
I hear Yamato's going to JCW to corner Tiger Mask against Tommy.
Yeah,
he rubbed his shoulders in the corner
because Yamato really loved his Game Changer experience and wasn't at all disgusted by it. I gotta go with the Ichiban Sweet Boys.
Oh no, it was Dookie and Sho.
Yeah,
but were in fact the tag team champions and did not lose a match in the tournament. So very
That's my New Japan Juniors division.
All right, so the other round one, we have Alan and Mike tied with 4, Case right behind with 3.
We are giving a good accounting of ourselves here. This ain't too shabby.
It's very early.
Yes, we went to round 2. Your show of shows. This game, I'll give you a match or event. You tell me the show it took place on. If I said the WWE War Games matches, you hopefully respond Survivor Series. If everyone gets 5 questions, correct answers worth 1 point apiece. Mike, you're up first. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, you get John Cena's final match.
Oh, that's at Saturday night's main event, John Cena's last match at the Capitol.
We record
One
this on a
Center.
Sunday morning.
Washington, D.C., December 13th. Did I cover it?
Yes, I'll give you credit.
Yes.
All right, Case. All right,
there we go.
Case, you get Hiroki Goto wins the IWGP title.
New beginning in Osaka.
New beginning is correct. All right, Alan. You get the Mystico versus MJF title versus mask match.
Title versus mask was Anniversario.
The anniversary show is correct. All right, Mike, you get TNA sets their attendance record, supposedly.
Well, I'm just going to say Wolf Tickets first and foremost. let's go Lockdown. Sure, Lockdown.
Oh, it's Bound for Glory. I don't believe there was a lockdown this year or maybe 10 years or so.
You know, I'm thinking about the match Sting versus Jeff Hardy. That's what I was watching this morning, guys. Man. Y'all were doing it. Your catch-ups. I was watching 2011 TNA.
That was perhaps not the best strategy for 2025, is watching ancient TNA, but I digress.
Is Jigsaw there as Rubik's?
That was that time period.
That's what I think of as that era. That was the first thing that popped into my mind of that era of TNA.
All right, Case, you get Samoa Joe wins the AEW title.
Was Full Gear.
Full Gear is correct. All right, Alan, you get the Kenny Omega Gabe Kidd match.
Oh, you're trying to trick me there, Joe Gagne. I see what you're doing. That was Wrestle Dynasty at the.
Wrestle Dynasty is correct. All right, Mike, you get the AEW Hollywood Ending match between Toni Storm and Mariah May.
That was AEW Revolution.
Revolution is correct. All right, Case, you get the big John Cena heel turn. Get Cody Rhodes in the junk.
First of all, I can't believe that Hollywood ending match was this year. I would have put my life on that being a year and a half ago. I believe the John Cena heel turn was he didn't win the Rumble, so that had to have been Elimination Chamber.
Elimination Chamber is correct.
Ah, that's what I'm talking about. Definitely right. A show that I watched.
Oh, no doubt. All right, Alan, you get the Owen Hart Cup finals. The two finals. What show did they take place on?
That would be Double or Nothing.
Double or Nothing is correct. Wow. All right, Mike, you get Madoka Kakuta wins the Dreamgate title.
That would be Dangerous Gate 2025.
Dangerous Gate is correct. All right, Case, you get Eddie Kingston has his return match to AEW.
Did they do that show this year? Was that Grand Slam? Did they do one of those this year?
They did, but it was in Australia early in the year. It was All Out.
Mexico.
Turned.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yes. All right, Alan, you get the Ops beat the Death Riders for the AEW Trios titles.
Oh, that was that that Boston show. It was a Dynamite, like in Boston. Is that a special name I have to give you or something like that show?
Oh, let's get Dynamite.
WrestleMania Week, Boston Dynamite.
Spring Break Dynamite, but yes, we'll accept Dynamite. All right, Mike, your final question. The Continental and International titles are merged in AEW.
That was at All In Texas.
All In is correct. All right, Case, your final question. Zack Sabre Jr. wins back the IWGP title, Hirooki Goto.
Okay, that was before the... That must have been Dominion?
Oh, this was a tough one. It was Tanahashi Jam. It was that random show. just if you want to, Alan, go ahead.
I had forgotten the exact name, but I was going to go with Hiroshi Tanahashi's Rock and Wrestling.
Well, you weren't far off.
What was this show?
Yeah, they ran Dolphins Arena like after Dragon Gate was supposed to close down the building. They came in and gave them another date so that they had the last date in that building.
Oh, why? I don't. That's news to me. Okay, well, good for Zack Sabre Jr.
It might have been the best New Japan match of the year. Well, apart from Kenny and Gabe, I loved their second match. I thought that just rocked.
No, it was good. I just don't remember. I don't remember that show at all.
Yeah, we couldn't watch it live.
Okay.
Best Young Lion match I saw all the year was on that show. It was like a dark match with Young Lions from different companies, and they just like battered the heads off each other. It was great.
All right, Alan, your final question. Cody beats John Cena for the WWE title.
Cody beating John Cena. Like, Mania, Cena beat Cody, right? Didn't he say that because everyone was all upset? I don't remember Cody winning it back from him. I don't know, something in Saudi Arabia, probably. Cena had it in Saudi Arabia when he wrestled Punk, and that was June. I remember that being in June. Was it just SummerSlam? Was it SummerSlam that Cody won it back from?
SummerSlam is correct. Alan, I'm sure he knew that off the top of his head, but he had to like do the math. Like, oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about this WWE fact. All right, Alan, you had a perfect round. That puts you in the lead with 9, Mike right behind with 8, Case with 6, as we head to round 3. List them and learn. For this game, I will give you a category, say everyone who was in the Women's Royal Rumble, and there were 30. Player 1 will give the number of how many they can name off the top of their head, we'll say 20, and switches to player 2, who can either say they can name more or challenge player 1. If you say you can name more, you don't have to increase by 1, you can name as many as you want. It goes back and forth till someone is challenged, and once challenged, you have to name the appropriate number of names. Do so, you get 2 points. Make any mistake, your opponent gets 2 points. Everyone will get 2 chances, one to go first and also challenge. All right, hey, so I'm giving you this will be for you and Mike to start. We have an AEW question, a WWE question, and a Japan question. Which one would you like?
Well, I don't necessarily like any of them. I'll go AEW.
All right, we're going AEW. All right, so 17 men and women can say they were in AEW.
We're doing List Them and Learn.
Yeah, we're doing List Them because he ran away.
Get in the main event. Let's go. I'm taking my hoodie off now. It's getting warm.
Right. I'm hoping we can square off the WWE round. I'm hoping that's how this works out. All right, Joe, right, there were 17. What's going on now?
17 men and women can say they were in AEW men's or women's title match on pay-per-view. How many can you name? So they are either, they're in a match for the AEW men's title or women's title. Just the top singles belts for each.
I'll start off with 6.
All right, 6. Mike?
I'll jump up. I think I could do 11.
11, whoa.
I would like to hear Mike list 11.
Okay, 11. Let's see how this works.
All right, Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe gives you 1.
Hangman Adam Page.
Adam Page gets you 2.
John Moxley.
Gets you 3.
Tony Storm.
Storm gets you 4.
Mercedes Moné.
5.
Chris Statlander.
Stat gives you 6. You are more than halfway there.
Mariah May.
It's you to 7.
All right, now this is where it gets complicated because the AEW men's title surely had a whole lot of Moxley challengers of the month. And Tony is going to be a little bit harder to kind of to parse, and I don't want to take a shot on any of those until I'm not confident. So on the men's side, well, of course, there's MJF. Because Hangman versus MJF. So that gets me at 7, eight, right? Oh, 8. Okay. That makes 3 more. Okay. After MJF, I think at this time I would go. Whew.
This is just anyone who was in a title match, is it?
Yep.
Right.
Oh, come on, Mike.
I'm working my way back, Alan. I'm doing the math in my head right now.
You went through all the champions first. Was that your logic?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the title matches that they, the title switches, and that got me to 7, and then MJF was 8 pretty easily. Let's go Orange Cassidy.
Oh, I'm sorry. He did not receive a title shot.
Jeez.
On pay-per-view
okay.
This year.
Oh, man. No, that was last year. Christ. Yeah.
So,
Darby?
Names not mentioned. No, Darby did not. Adam Copeland got one earlier. And Christian Cage did his cash-in during that one as well. Kyle Fletcher got a shot at Hangman Page. Let me see. And Swerve got a shot at Moxley during the year. And on the women's side, there was Athena. There was a 4-way at All Out, I believe. Jamie Hayter and Tekla. Was in that. Megan Bain had a shot as well, and Mina Shirakawa also had a shot, so.
I switched back to men too quickly. Now I'm kicking myself about Bain and Shirakawa and Thekla. Ugh. Congrats, Case.
I feel great. I think that's the first ever list of and learn that I've won, because I wasn't confident in what belt Mercedes had and what belt Tony Storm had. That would have done me in, so very, very glad to take a point there.
All right, Mike, you're back on the horse here for you and Alan. You have the Japan question and the WWE question.
Well, for my own enjoyment slash not wanting to have it, Alan, let's do Japanese.
All right.
So me in case the WWE showdown. Okay. Me and Mike for Japan. All right.
We do this every year. 31 men can say they held the heavyweight tag titles in NOAH, New Japan, or All Japan in 2025, even if just for one day. How many can you name?
I think I can name 10. Let's go 10.
All right, 10. And Alan?
We do this every year, do we? The tag champions in Japan? Oh, someone needs to run stats on who has competed in that and how, what we've guessed. Like, because it'd be funny if, like, one year I was feeling really cocky and I was like, I can name 30. And then the next year I was like, 8. all right. This is where AI would actually be useful, is to give me all the stats to hand on that. I'm going to go 12.
12.
12 to 31, right? Okay. 14.
15.
I'd like to hear that, Alan.
All right, let's do it. All the tag champs.
Yep.
Okay, so it's New Japan, Noah, All Japan, and Dragon Gate. Okay.
Oh, nope, just no Dragon Gate, just Noah, New Japan, and All Japan.
Oh, thank God I didn't pick this category. Oh, thank God I'm not in this one.
I knew it wasn't Dragon Gate. I just wanted to see if Mike would be regretting if he thought it was for a second. But okay. Alrighty, we can do this. Let's start at the top. Odyssey Jones and Zion.
Yes, Jones, Zion, Quinn. It's you too.
All the stars.
I have to ask. I know, Joe, you probably have because you're a sicko. Mike and Kate, have you guys seen the Havoc entrance or just Havoc in general and the vibes of this crew who people mistakenly think are a black t-shirt heel faction?
I haven't, but let me tell you, Alan, I was pleasantly surprised to see a promo photo being used for Go Shiozaki in an absolute garbage indie today that was him and his Havoc face paint, and he looked like an absolute utter goober.
It's so weird of an act, but I have to say, it's quite charming. Now, I haven't watched a single match of Odyssey Jones and Zion, but they're involved in all the entrances because these guys all come out with each other. And it's the most, I think they're like, they bring very much kind of like private school rugby team jock entrance or energy to their entrance. It's very, very hilarious. They all seem very dumb, but charmingly so. And the crowd are really into them, and they do the thing along with them and everything. It's I can't really explain it. You need to just see it. But Ashino is still awesome. But anyway, yeah, they're the first guys I'm going with. Second guys I'm going with are Yuto Ice, my boy, and Oscar. Then I'm going to go, so that's four. I have to get 15. All right, so that's four. Then we go with... who did Yuto and Oscar win it from? They won it from Taichi and Tomohiro Ishii.
All right, that gets you to six.
Callum Newman and Jeff Cobb.
Jeff Cobb, who were in the trash afterwards, yes.
Tetsuya Naito and Ibushi.
All right, that gets
you. Or sorry, Hiromu.
Oh.
I called myself on it.
Oof. All right, we will accept your retraction there because I hadn't registered it yet. All right, I guess you have 10. We need five more.
Yeah, five more. We haven't gone to Noah yet. Let's dip into Noah. Okay, that would be... Who the hell have those belts in Noah right now? God, it's like NXT guys, isn't it? Hank and Tank. They disgracefully... They disgracefully defeated... Actually, was that to win the titles? It must have been. Takashi Sugiura and Masa Kitamiya.
All right, that gets you 13 and 14. We need, I believe, one more.
Shit, okay. One more guy. there's a bunch of guys who have to have had a tag title. Like, Yuma Aoyagi had to have had those titles in All Japan at some point this year because they have, like, five people on that roster. So, oh god. Who did Naito and Romu win it from? They won it from the Bucks. So Matt, we're going Matt Jackson as number 15.
Matt Jackson for your final guess. That's correct, Alan. Yes, yeah. Yes, the Young Bucks held the IWGP tag titles this year, I swear to God.
Did Yuma Aoyagi hold the tag title this year?
He did hold the tag titles. Yes, he did, with Kento Mihara, ever briefly. Other names not mentioned, the Saitos. Rain June. The Great O'Conn held them also with Callum Newman. Let me see. Keno,
yeah, I caught that, but I couldn't quite figure out how that worked. But yeah, I guess
Jeff
so.
Cobb peaced out while he was champ, so I think.
Did they just give it? Did they just give it to O'Conn? Or...
No, I don't know, but I think he stepped in afterwards and they won a deciding match for it.
Hey, let's be nice to Jeff Cobb. Let's be nice to Jeff Cobb. He's going through a goth phase right now. God.
I have not a clue about anything Jeff Cobb has been doing in WWE. All I know is that there was a SmackDown in Dublin that was like sold out to the rafters. I do not know who was out there. Because there is only like There has to be only a couple of hundred OTT fans, and I can't think of another person I know walking this country that, other than an OTT fan, that would go to a WWE show. But somehow they sold the place out. And Jeff Cobb, there was a clip going around of Jeff Cobb getting "You Can't Wrestle" chants from the from the Dublin crowd in the Point Depot. But yeah, I don't think it was like ironic either that they knew he was an Olympic wrestler. I just think they thought he sucked, which is really funny because they didn't know who he was. It was great.
Right. Other names not mentioned. Jack Morris and Omos were tag champions till Omos left without losing the belts and hasn't, I don't think, appeared since. So yeah, I think he appeared in one AAA match. Let's see. Daga also held it with Jack Morris. Uka Sasaki held it with Kenno. Soya and Daiki Inaba held them. Tank and Tank, as Alan said first, not surprisingly. And let me see. I believe that is everyone.
I was working chronologically backwards, Joe.
Yep, I believe that's everyone. The Saitos held them. Kengo Mishimo and Hideki Suzuki also held the All Japan tag titles. So that is everyone.
In 2025, Kengo Mishima yep. held the All Japan tag titles?
Yeah.
Like I said, okay, come up with that roster name, I guess. Of six people.
Oh, I missed that one.
you did not miss my...
okay, all right. Well, I would have not gotten that one right.
It would have been a lot there, too. Yes, from August 3rd to September 23rd. So a big time reign there of 51 days. All right, 2 points to Alan. Very good. All right, this comes down to Alan and Case in our WWE question.
It's going to be such a trade, right?
All right, 2025 was John Cena's retirement tour, where he faced off against 16 different men in the ring. How many can you name? Now, please note this does not include the Royal Rumble, but it does include singles matches, tags, and the Elimination Chamber. And on any show, it could be pay-per-view, whatever, Raw, SmackDown, whatever. He was opposite the ring against 16 men. Alan, how many can you name?
Oh, I really want to hear Case go for it, but I don't want to hear Case have to do, like, four. I want to hear him have to go for, like, 10 or something. What's the total again, Joe?
16,
yeah. Ooh, I'll give you 7.
7, all right.
8.
Oh, I'm so tempted to let him go at 8. All right, Case. Go first, 8.
All right, we need 8 names.
Okay, all right, 8 names.
In that case, if you get one wrong here, you're walking a tightrope, buddy. One wrong name and you're off.
Okay. 8. God, he only wrestled 16 times. That company fucking sucks. All right.
He wanted to wrestle 200 times, Case, but the company told him, no, we don't want you to do a full year on tour.
It's crazy. There are functioning adults that like that. Okay, well, Gunther's 1.
That gets you 1.
CM Punk.
That gets you 2.
R-Truth.
That gets you 3.
Randy Orton.
Gets you 4. We're halfway there.
This is where I'm going to start to struggle. Logan Paul.
Logan Paul gets you 5.
Cody.
It's Mark.
he wrestled Cody. Yeah, that's 6. Okay. Who else is on the roster is now a good question. I think I've listed all the active competitors that I know. Did I say Brock already?
You have not.
Okay, Brock.
All right, that gets you 7. We need one more name.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
Case, I just got a message. Pat McAfee wants to book you for his... Oh, wait, another one. Can you do the Not Sam
podcast? Well, I hear Peter Rosenberg's looking for work. He did just get laid off. I think we might be starting a wrestling podcast.
Yeah, he's wondering if you have room for him in the Q101 studios. You can have a WWE segment together.
Shout out to my friends at Sports Keto for enjoying this segment. Okay. God, who else is on this roster? I said Gunther.
You got it, buddy. Come on.
I said Punk. The problem is that now I'm conflating the people that were in the stupid tournament to wrestle him with people that he would have wrestled, because he didn't. This is not an answer. He did not wrestle Ziggler or Zack Ryder. What awesome returns, Paul. Thanks for that. Okay, the only other, like, the only other wrestler I can think of, and I don't know if this is right, but the only guess I have, he would have had to have wrestled Dom, right?
Gets you to 8.
Wow.
Wrestled him on Raw and Survivor Series.
Oh, did you? Got in the 16 matches, he had a rematch. That's awesome.
Well, 16 names, right? We're including tags. So isn't there like,
yeah, so there are
Tamatanga?
Okay.
Didn't he have like a match?
Names not mentioned. AJ Styles, I remember that being.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, they did like the TNA tribute match that I guess people acted like that was cool. Okay, all right.
Damian Priest, I believe, was in the Elimination Chamber. Finn, along with Dominic, and JD McDonough was in like a tag match on Raw.
I don't acknowledge
that. Jey Uso, tag match. Drew McIntyre. Sami Zayn, I think, was on SmackDown where Brock ran in, and Seth Rollins at some point. I think Elimination Chamber. So.
I was going to be crashing out on that one because I was going to guess Tamatanga because I thought they were in some multi-man at some point and I thought that was hilarious and it was going to be
Bloodline rules.
Guess,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Hey, so that was huge because with that, you gained 2 points, kept it going to Alan. You're at 10 points. Alan is at 11 right now. So Mike at 8. So this is all very close as we head to round 4, man or woman in the middle. This game, I'll give you a title and two individuals. You tell me who held the title in between them. If I said the NXT women's title, JC Jane and JC Jane, you hopefully respond Tatum Paxley. Yes, these are all real people.
I probably would, because that's my go-to name.
I
would
have gone Sol Ruka.
Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Everyone gets 5 questions. Case, you're up first. Are you ready?
Well, the NXT women's title's off the board, so I'm definitely ready now.
All right, you get the GHC heavyweight title between Ozawa and Kenta.
Was that Kano?
No, held it for a day. That is correct.
Nice.
All right, Alan. You get the TNT title in between Adam Cole and Kyle Fletcher.
Austin Rhodes.
Dustin Rhodes is correct.
All him in that role.
Long time ago, for sure. All right, Mike. You get the WWE World title in between Gunther and Gunther.
Wasn't that Jey Uso?
Jey Uso is correct. A lot of WWE questions getting hit here. All right, Case, back to you. You get the Brave Gate in between Yamato and Ryoya Tanaka.
UT.
UT is correct. All right, Alan, you get the Intercontinental title in between Braun Breaker and John Cena.
Here we go.
Come on. The OLIC title, the Honky Tonk Man, Mr. Perfect, all these great holders of that piece of gold. Can you give me a spoiler by telling me, or a hint by telling me what color they made the belt? Because I assume they still do that with the IC title.
Oh, I have no idea if they did that. It's not the Ultimate Warrior in 1990.
Yeah. Joe, did you say Braun Breaker and John Cena held the IC title this year?
Yes.
Oh, man, I missed that. Okay.
I know that, Lyra Valkyria holds the women's IC title. I believe she won that belt in a tournament in Rio de Janeiro. Oh, between Braun Breaker and John Cena. Fuck if I know. Sami Zayn?
Oh, no, it's your favorite Dominic. The title at WrestleMania in a 4-way and then lost to Cena in Boston recently. All right, Mike, you get the TNA title in between Trick Williams and Kazarian. Yes, Kazarian, the current TNA world champion.
Mike Santana.
Mike Santana is correct. All right, Case, you get the AAA top title between Alberto and Dominic. Who held it in between them?
Oh, he held Del Vikingo.
Vikingo is correct. All right, Alan, back to you. You get the AEW tag titles in between Private Party and Brodito.
Hurt Business. Hurt Syndicate.
Hurt Syndicate is correct. Yes, I would have accepted that as well. Mike, you get the Glade title in between Kaito Ishida and El Lindemann.
Kazuhiko Nakajima.
Nakajima is correct.
By the way, 15 more days for those who have their Glade YouTube subscriptions. We only have 15 more days, Gleaders. Come on, let's get with it.
Oh, are they launching a new subscription service?
Oh, no. They're closing that sucker down, Gagne.
Obviously not, no. I know.
They drew 170 people to Shinjuku Face last week. Don't worry yourself with having to find Glade topics in 2026.
Maybe Pete Rosenberg will join Glade.
Yeah, they may as well have, like, gone to the moon as far as, like, the connection I have to them. Like, well, I'm never going to the moon. I can't get transmissions from the moon, so I guess that's that. All right, Case. You get the never open weight title in between Konosuke, Takeshita, and Evil.
Fulton Oleg.
Want to strike that again?
No, I don't. I can't think of the way the letters go in my head. Oleg Bolton. the big guy.
I don't know what to do here. He's close, but he's not quite there.
I got it good enough.
What's the right answer?
Oleg Bolton.
Oleg, what did I say?
Oleg Bolton. You said Olton. Oleg Olton or something. Olton Oleg.
Oleg Olton.
Accept that because, yeah.
That's got to be a point. That's got to. Are we counting that?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, okay. I cannot give you a point for that. So. All right, Alan, you get the New Japan Global title in between Yoda Tsuji and Yoda Tsuji.
Gabriel Kidd.
Kidd is correct. All right, Mike, you get Open the Dreamgate title in between Yamato and Madoka Kakuta.
Shun Skywalker.
That is correct. All right, Case, your final question. Chance for a perfect round. Big Japan Strong title in between Hideyoshi Kamatani and So Daimonji.
Okay. Well, I don't think Joey Bay paid to become Big Japan Strong champion this year.
Hey, I'd put the strap on Joey Bay.
Oh, God, I would too. He looks like a Big Japan Strong wrestler. He's jacked to the gills right now. God, Big Japan 2025. I'm just gonna guess Daisuke Sakamoto.
Oh, almost. Daichi Hashimoto.
Ah,
this year. It's pretty much the only other name.
Yeah. Speaking of small rosters, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Boy, how sad is it Gleet's gonna shut down when Big Japan is still running somehow? It's like, how bad do you have to be to not they're being just on some level?
Big Japan's being funded by a money mark in St. Louis. It's Joey Bay. He's clearing the checks.
The 2026 five-star Grand Prix end of the year show is going to be the darkest one yet, I can tell.
Oh yeah, we'll do a list of and learn on promotions that closed.
Oh, damn. All right, Alan, your final question. You get the DDT KOD title between Chris Brooks and Yuki Ueno.
Is that Minoru Suzuki?
No, it was Kasuguchi. He held it in between them.
So what did I... Oh, they have that other belt, right?
Yeah, they have a universal title that Suzuki held. All right, and Mike, your final question. The GHC Junior title in between Eita and Hiromu Takahashi.
Eita and Hiromu Takahashi, was it Amikusa?
No, it was Yohei.
I try to forget Yohei.
All right. Okay, so at the end of four rounds, we have Alan and Case tied at the top with 14, Mike right behind with 12. What a game. As we head to our final game, the sprint. This game, I'll ask each of you individually 10 fill-the-blank questions in a row. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. If you don't know an answer, just guess as we do not go back. All right, Mike, you are second place technically, but third for the moment. You're going to go first. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. On WrestleMania weekend, the WWE announced they had purchased a blank.
AAA.
Correct. In December, TNA announced they had signed a television deal with blank.
AMC.
Correct. Ricky Starks debuted in NXT under the name of blank.
Ricky Saints.
Correct. Blank got hurt during the junior match on January 4th, causing the match to be stopped.
Doki.
Correct. Blank jumped from Stardom to Marigold in April.
Golden April? Oh, Mayu Iwatani.
Mayu Iwatani, yes, correct. I'll give you credit. Blank was announced as a new president of TNA in February.
Carlos Silva.
Correct. AEW wrestler Blank was announced as being involved with the revival of video game publisher Acclaim.
Adam Cole?
Nope, Jeff Jarrett. Inexplicably, Jeff Jarrett.
Actually, you know what? For Acclaim, given what Acclaim was doing by the end of their run, fits.
Zebrats transitioned into a snake-themed stable called Blank.
Gaja Dokoro.
God, you said it. I didn't have to. Clash in Paris was the final WWE PLE on Blank.
Peacock.
Correct. And finally, Atsushi Aoyagi was suspended from All Japan during their tag league due to Blank.
Getting into a rack with
Yuma. Yuma, let's not be.
Oh, Yuma, sorry, I didn't mean to slander. Yeah. Wrong age.
Young, nice boy Atsuki.
Yeah. Doing shots with on the Naruki Doi undercard. You know, I mean, he's the good one that it's Ski. His despicable brother, who was proudly rejected by Dragon Gate, got into a wreck and got into trouble because his license had expired. And if I'm right, it had been expired for well over a year.
Yes, that's driving with an expired license and getting into an accident.
Oh, all Japan things. Just all Japan yes. things.
All right, Mike, you had 9 correct answers. You're at 21 points. You're in the lead.
Frickin' Jeff Jarrett once again.
I thought that was a perfect round. I forgot the Jeff Jarrett one. But good showing, Mike. That's keeping putting the pressure on me and Case here.
All right. Alan and Case, you're tied. Does anyone have a preference? Who wants to go next?
I think as reigning champion, it would be fitting that I get a chance to defend my title regardless of what Case puts up here. So I think Case should have to go first.
I'm fine with that. Challenger. I'm fine with that.
All right, Case, are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Main eventer over here.
Not going to work for me, brother. All right, here we go. In January, Game Changer Wrestling ran another disastrous show at Blank.
I'd
love to blunt that question.
Yeah, that could be anywhere in the world, but I... that was just every show they ran. I was. Did they run the Hammerstein this year?
Hammerstein is correct.
Wow.
Blank lost his mask at the CMLL anniversary show.
Oh. Was that Valiente?
Valiente is correct. All right. New Japan announced Blank would debut on January 4th against Evil.
Aaron Wolf.
Correct. NXT began airing on the Blank Network.
The CW Network.
Yes, correct. I had the WB written down. Which I think
like, yeah, it's falling one
how
tree
old
hill.
Is that reference? Yeah. Oh, my God. Good Lord.
Only 19 years late there.
They're doing Chad Michael Murray run-ins on NXT right now.
I was like, should I accept right, that? I'm like, oh, wait, no, I'm very out of date. All right.
Another Gossip Girl revival? Sure.
Absolutely.
Former ECW champion Blank passed away in May at the age of 61.
Who passed away this year? I guess Sabu.
Sabu is correct. The WWE announced WrestleMania 42 would be held in Blank.
Las Vegas.
Oh, Saudi Arabia.
Wait, hold on. Is Mania in Saudi Arabia next year?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No. Mania's Vegas, then Saudi Arabia, right?
Oh, no, sorry, next year. Yeah, next year is, the next one.
Okay, so Vegas. Like 2027, 42. They're in Saudi.
Yeah, 2027, they're in Saudi Arabia.
Okay, wow.
What did you ask in the question, Joe, for the sake of fairness?
I said WrestleMania 42, which is, I think they're...
The number wouldn't have helped me. I completely forgot they were doing that. I missed the last question. What was the next one?
The next one was All Japan Act Blank put out a CD single this year called Which One?
Kento Miyahara.
Oh, the Saitos.
Mm. So good. Great music video.
Shun Skywalker founded a new stable in Dragon Gate called Blank.
Saipatra.
Correct. In February, Blank filed a lawsuit against AEW, CM Punk, and Tony Khan alleging harassment and abuse.
Oh... Some camera guy.
I will say it was actually a wrestler.
Oh, was it Ryan Nemeth?
Ryan Nemeth is correct.
Okay. Oh, I'm thinking of Mox and the camera guy. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, Mox and the camera guy. All right, and finally, Hikuleo debuted in the WWE under the name of Blank.
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm going to guess Hikuleo.
Oh, no, Because he's tall, he's tall at Ponga.
Oh, that's awesome. What a stupid company.
All right, Case, you had 8 correct answers, giving you 22 points. You're in the lead.
Feels good.
All right, we'll see. We'll see how this goes. All right, Alan, are you ready?
9 to win.
So you need 9 to win, 8 to tie.
8 to tie and retain the trophy, Ryder Cup rules.
No, so yeah. That's not how that works. Yeah. Tiebreakers at the ready.
What? You never have a tiebreaker, Joe. You've never been known to have a tiebreaker already. This is unprecedented.
All right. All right. Here we go. Wrestling legend Blank passed away in July at the age of 71.
You know the death ones always confuse me. 71 July. Those are my hints?
Yep.
Probably a bunch of 71-year-old ex-wrestlers died in July. What the fuck? Oh, my God. Can you give me another hint where they are racist?
I'll go Hulk anything. Hogan. Hulk Hogan is correct.
I don't know if racist would narrow it down either.
Well, that's a good point. That's awesome. The Blink brand made its return in March, airing on Tubi.
I shouldn't get US TV questions. Come on.
This is barely television. So.
The Blink brand came back on Tubi. I don't even know what Tubi is. I don't know. NWA.
Oh, Evolve. That's where Evolve came from, Alan. Goodness.
Oh, God damn it.
All right. Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, and Hiroki Goto were all cast for a movie based on the Blank franchise.
His Street Fighter.
Street Fighter is correct.
I just have to say, I hope Gabe listens to this, and I hope Gabe sends Alan an angry DM for not knowing that Evolve is on Tubi now.
Gabe should fucking license his product over here and start by giving me back all the stuff that I bought for perpetuity back when he was last licensing products over here. And then we'll talk.
And then he's going to tell you that Blake Christian versus Masato Yoshida was his dream match. Sorry, Joe.
Gabe's going to fire a member of the Evolve Register until Alan gets a trivia question right.
But what about Jackson Drake?
Oh, man. IWGP champion Blank announced they were retiring in 2026.
Did you say junior champion?
Yep.
That would be Tiger Mask 4.
Oh, correct. Question 5. Mariah May jumped to NXT under the name of Blank.
Blake Monroe.
Correct. Raw began airing on Blank in January.
Another US TV. Oh, wait, sorry. Netflix.
Not really US TV, but all right.
Yeah. Hence my apology. As I started freaking out, I realized.
During Grand Slam Australia, much was made about the size of the Blank
ring. They were using an old Alex Shane FWA ring. My sources are correct.
All right, the March 7th New Japan show was canceled due to Blank.
Oh, Harley Jackson broke the ring, big fat ass.
The ring didn't break, that's true.
Big jag.
All right.
Too many beers the night before, oh, Harley.
Independent company Blank announced in November they would be going on an indefinite hiatus.
Deadlock Pro Wrestling.
Deadlock Pro, all right. All right, Alan, you have 8 correct right now. So if you get this right, you win. If you don't, you go to the tiebreaker.
This is question number 10.
This is 10.
Okay. All righty.
Blank did a run-in during the John Cena Cody Rhodes WrestleMania main event.
Oh, Christ. I've been pacing around and I've just had to sit down. Oy. The WrestleMania main event, which... Believe me or not, I don't care whether you believe it or not. I did not watch 1 second of WrestleMania. I am going purely on what I remember of things I heard. So it was the year before that had like loads of people run in. So it's not that because you just said one person, not name one of the people, mm-hmm. right? So
yeah, that's correct.
Okay, yeah, because it was like Cody beating Roman was the one that the finished the story one that had all the people. Cena was working heel because he had turned, as Case informed us earlier, at No Way Out of Texas.
Yeah. At St. Valentine's Day Massacre, he turned heel.
Yeah. There was like a rapper that was doing stuff, and The Rock, because The Rock didn't. It was Rock and a rapper were in that angle, and Rock had that whole thing with him and Hunter trying to score points on each other in the media after the show. Rock was like, "Oh yeah, I was watching. I was half sauced on the couch watching it. Oh yeah, great show, but I'd have done it all." Actually. So I guess we're talking about this rapper, and as you can tell by me calling him the rapper and this rapper, I am struggling. Is this the guy who there was like a big accident at his concert in like Houston or something? In the Houston Astrodome or something? That was a thing, right?
I have no idea. I only know this man in a wrestling context.
Hey, say yes or no if I'm talking about...
Yes, no, that is factual.
That's a thing.
To know that information to not know his name is crazy, because you just rattled off so many facts about him.
It's funny, and you were dead on. That was like the thing. Nailed it. He was.
I don't know the guy's name, and I think a big reason I don't know the guy's name is I know he has like a really basic ass name or something, and it's like because they did a flagship segment. I'm supposing we're all like WWE knowledge comes from now. There was a flagship segment where they were like joking about that, and they found out that his really basic ass stage name was actually a stage name, and it's not actually just his name, and like it's a Richard Blood kind of a situation where his real name is even cooler. Joe, rapper, Houston. I'm trying to like memory things to try and
To know that he's a Houston guy is just an insane piece of knowledge.
I didn't even know he was a Houston guy. I just know there was an accident in the Houston Astrodome.
Yeah, no, he's a Houston guy.
Yeah,
Houston rapper Cena. Busted Cody's ear. That's coming to me. Travis Scott.
Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God.
Oh wow. What a piece of work there.
Alan, you
Travis
are correct.
Scott. Unbelievable. Right.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
This is why I hop on the call with the tone I do, because I knew this would happen.
The WWE universe wins again. We can't have any good pro wrestling because of people like Alan.
Alan, just now admit your secret identity as the kid from the SummerSlam 92 video.
Oh my
just admit
God.
It now. It's okay. It's okay.
Nigel McGuinness?
Yeah. Well, you're in it to win, right. Like you said.
Yeah.
Alan, the Bishamon of the 5-star match game, just winning 3 straight years in December is an incredible feat, so... I was really hoping. I was hoping you wouldn't pull it out, so we could go to the tiebreaker for extra suspense. But nope, you did it.
I think I gave you plenty of suspense there. Thank you very much.
I suppose so. But I am do have this tiebreaker. I do love this tiebreaker, I have to say. So we're gonna play to see who comes in second place. So Mike and Case, you may certainly. I'm gonna give you a category. You tell me the number you think is comes closest to the category. So your category is. Matches Dave Meltzer awarded 5 stars or above in 2025. How many matches do you think he did so? And you may send me a message on Slack or wherever. Just we'll see who comes closest.
There was one I saw the other day. It wasn't even I don't think it was even a 5-star. I think it was something he gave like 4.5 or 4.75 to. And I honestly swear I don't care. It is what it is. I don't understand why it's such a big talking point all the time, but I also know completely why it's such a big talking point all the time. But anyway, there was one rating that did stop me in my tracks. And I was like, Dave, what? How? It was like just some really generic, basic ass TV match. And he got 4.5 stars. I was like, good God, Dave, come on. Oh, that's what it was. Jungle Jack Perry versus Okada from Dynamite. Oh, last week.
I thought that was fine.
But 4.5 stars.
Well, that's a little.
That's like what he gave. That's like what he gave. Like some like all time great like Noah main events. Like you'll find like Kenta Marufuji tags from their peak that he gave 4.5 stars to. like Budokan Hall matches where they're going all out with like Sugira and Kanemaru and these guys, and saying, like, yeah, 4.5 stars. That's a 4.5 star match. That's the 4.5 stars I grew up on.
Amen.
All right, so we have Alan and Mike both guessed 12. Case guessed 16. The actual number, 5-star matches and above in 2025, is 40.
Oh, yes, my God! What? That is... Jeez. My God.
Jesus Christ.
I thought I was being bold with 12. Jeez.
Joe, give us a sample of some that stand out here that might.
Okay,
now I can
kind of
see how we gave 4.5 to Jack and Okada.
Yeah, like let's see.
Like if you're like a top 150 match of the year, it qualifies you for like 4.5 stars.
All right. Of course, starting in January, I won't do all of them, but Kenny Omega and Gabe Kidd, I think that's fair. I thought that was a tremendous match. I can see that. Let's see. Downaway's a lot of Will Ospreay here. Oh, there was a ladder match, of course. Dave loves those on SmackDown. He gave 5 stars to the Street Profits versus DIY versus the Motor City Machine Guns.
I've heard zero people discuss that match. I did not know that was a match that existed.
I need someone to find out, is that the only time Dave Meltzer has given Chris Sabin or Alex Shelley 5 stars in their career?
It has to be.
I think it has to be. Absolutely, yeah.
Yep.
Not like the Briscoes match in Chicago. Not like... their PWG stuff. No. Ladder match, the Street Profits.
I think Shelley had 2 5-star matches this year. Because there's another one from August that was Shelley and Sabin versus Andrade and Phoenix, Dawkins and Ford, Axiom and Frazier, Loomis, and Joe Gacy? And Gargano and Ciampa, that was that 4-3? I can't read. That is.
Was that wait, also Joe Gacy had a 5-star match?
How many stars is this? Hold on, my eyesight's terrible. That is 1, 2, 3. Oh, that's 4.75. Sorry. I didn't know Joe Gacy was employed.
He is the one person from that Evolve group case that like stuck through it and like got all the way up there.
Huh. That is
I guess him in.
That is
theory,
a, that is a TLC match from SummerSlam.
That explains that, I guess. Dave just walks into like his local. I'm just gonna say the Woody's, which is what we call them over here. But whatever your guys' equivalent of Woody's is, where you'd buy ladders, Dave's just like staring in awe of them all.
He can't go into a Home Depot or Lowe's. Yeah,
Home Depot. That's the one. I knew. I was trying to think of it. I was like, what do they call it over there?
There were 7 in the Woody's decade of the 2000s.
Yeah, there's like a real conversational point of like, did Dave ruin his credibility by giving Davey Richards versus Michael Elgin 5 stars? And now a match that I've never heard of has 5 stars, which is just, I can't fathom it.
Alas. All right. Well, Alan, you're the winner. So what do you have to plug?
Oh, well, it's always a busy time of year and a festive season. We will have, by the time you're listening to this, released all the Dr. Keith Christmas Party, Pro Wrestling Paradise Christmas Party shows from the Dr. Keith Christmas Mansion, of course. There will be the usual Christmas draft, the Joe Gagne Christmas draft. I can say for sure that show will be there because that has already been recorded at the time we're recording this, with myself, Joe Rich, and Joe Lanza drafting. I won't spoil the draft topic if you haven't checked it out yet. And we'll have some other Christmas merriment live, of course, from the Dr. Keith Christmas Mansion. And then FSM 50 is probably around the corner, hopefully, by the time you're listening to this. And yeah, that's about it. Pro Wrestling Paradise, PW Torch, VIP, that is where you get it all. And yeah, delighted as always to be on. Thank you so much, Joe. Thank you, Case and Mike, for offering me stiffer competition than you usually do this year. The Ryoya Oya gimmick is out the window now. I am happily gloating and dancing in celebration. Yeah, suck it. I'll see you next year, boys.
Wow.
Jesus.
Well, all right, Case, you came in second this year. So what's going on in your world?
No, well, Dave Meltzer just quote tweeted me, which is going to ruin my afternoon.
Oh,
that,
no.
That can't be good. That sucks. Because it
was
wasn't.
Was he correcting you when you like told him that maybe it was a little ridiculous to be giving Joe Casey 5 stars?
No, he was commenting on John Cena being very pro Vince McMahon. So I'm just going to throw my phone in the trash. That'll be a very long day ahead.
Get yourself involved in that.
Dave doesn't even follow me, so I don't know how Dave saw this tweet, but that's not good. We have opened the voice gate, which is the only Dragon Gate podcast, or at least we've been doing it for a long time. There might be others now, but a lot of them have fallen by the wayside. New episodes of that every week. Michinoku Pro, those days, a retrospective series where Mike and I have been reviewing Michinoku Pro from the start. We are now into 1995. Rave reviews on those episodes. I really like doing those, and we'll have one more out before Christmas, so be sure to catch up before the holiday season. And as of this recording, I am scheduled to talk to one MVP later this week. So if you like my wrestling interviews, be on the lookout for that.
Is MVP the guy who you said would be your special guest you were working on for an episode of those days?
I swear to God, I want to do Masahiro Chono deep dive with MVP. That's half of my questions is just talking about Chono with him because that's his favorite wrestler. So, but no, MVP is not my ideal those days special guest.
Case between us, we're amongst friends here. We're in a safe space. I want you to really just put a few things out there, test the waters, and just see like, is this guy a fake Bono or is this guy all for show?
I don't really get real ball knower from him, but we'll see. I'm gonna push him.
He likes to. He definitely likes to act like he is.
Yeah.
And always has
that. Now, what's going to happen is that interview is supposed to happen on Tuesday. We're recording this on a Sunday. I'm going to get a text tomorrow saying, hey, just so you know, MVP's not going to make it. We're going to send Kyle Fletcher instead. I'm going to go, oh, great. And they're going to go, Sky Blue's going to be there too. And I'm going to go, oh, God. All right. So that's.
I liked your interview with them. I thought they both came off really well. I thought that was interesting. I thought both sides of it were good.
I appreciate that because they been pushing Sky Blue on me for a number of years and they finally got their wish. But as of now, MVP is my next AEW guest. And I'm hoping for a few more before the end of the year because they'll be in Chicago during the holidays, but we'll have to see. But that was a very long-winded plug, but that's what I've got.
Gonna get packed in.
All right.
I'm trying.
All right, Mike.
He's never gonna do it.
Well, real quick, I've told this story before, but you know, I sent AEW PR on like an 8 month long journey to get an interview with Pac a few years ago, and I explained full well, Dragon Gate 25th anniversary. I'm doing this for my other website. Like, this is really what I want. And it got all the way to the head of PR, and then it came down from even above him that, hey, his character's not doing interviews right now. Would you like to talk to Willow Nightingale instead? And I was like, oh, that is not really what I want for my Dragon Gate interview series, but thank you guys.
I imagine Willow has some pretty good Dragon System takes.
She might now. I've become a huge fan, but at the time I wasn't as into Willow as I am now. So, but she's not exactly Pac. I don't know if she has firsthand Naruki Doi stories.
I mean, Chikara Colt, she would have probably had some of it, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, sorry, Mike, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Everything that Case said with Open the Voice Gate in those days has, in a lot of ways, become one of like my favorite projects that we have done. And we have, I think, at this point, we will have episode 10 out before the holidays. And so we have, I think that puts it at what, Case, about somewhere between 15 to 20 hours on Michinoku Pro, Japanese wrestling in the 90s. If you liked us just kind of heckling Alan about that sort of stuff, you could find that there and Open the Voice Gate. I'm actually very excited for this week because it will be the first time coming up in a few weeks that Case and I will get together and talk about King of Gate and stuff like that. So all of that's on Open the Voice Gate, and I will check y'all out there.
I'm going to close up by saying the 5-Star Match Game is a proud member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Follow us on X and Blue Sky at 5-Star Match Game with the number 5, or email us at 5starmatchgame@gmail.com with 5 spelled out. Our logo was designed by Rich Craich, and the show may be edited for entertainment purposes. All right, that's going to do it. Thanks so much. I'll try to be back a little more frequently in 2026. But thanks so much, everyone, for listening. Thank you to Alan. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Case. Great, great show. Great time. Hope everyone has a great holiday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hello, Voices of Wrestling listener, Dave Ryan here. Have you ever wondered to yourself, how many hidden gems are hidden away inside the last years of World Championship Wrestling? Have you ever asked yourself how many tenuous gags can be made about the name Mike Enos? And have you ever thought about what it sounds like for two Irishmen to interpret a very chaotic company through its B-show? The answers to all this and more are just a click away. Check out Days of Thunder every second Thursday on the Voices of Wrestling podcast network.
Do you like wrestling trivia? Then check out the 5-Star Match Game, the pro wrestling quiz show. I'm Joe Gagne, and every episode, I grill 3 contestants with 5 rounds of power-packed wrestling trivia. We have over 30 evergreen episodes in the archives covering WWE, AEW, Japan, Mexico, and much, 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 much more. Play along at home and check it out today.